Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Free Speech Friday. It's finally here. One of my favorite days for two reasons. You guys get to, if you so wish, take over the production of the show and hear and talk about what you want to talk about. It doesn't have to be what I'm talking about. And it's Friday. And when you work Monday through Friday, well, when you have to come to work Monday through Friday, it's nice to be able to sleep in on Saturday and Sunday. If you would like to join us today, please do so by calling 269-441-9595. Once again, that's 269-441-9595. Or you can email me at rank, R-E as in excellent, N-K, at townsquaremedia.com. I would love to hear from you. I heard from some people, probably the nastiest email that I've received in some years now, concerning my Strange Matter Coffee Shop wines and Lansing Brewing Company cancels Mega Mixer. They were upset. There were quite a few people who were upset with me, and they let me know with their unkind words, because they can't use kind words. And it was kind of funny because some of them were arguing that these people should be able to do what they're doing, but I shouldn't be able to do what I'm doing. Doesn't make sense. But it is, it was very interesting. And, you know, I invited some of those people that don't really like me, I guess, or what I have to say to call in today. And hopefully they do. And if you're listening, 269-441-9595. Now, what's going on in Michigan? Well, that House bill that we spoke about with Representative Matt Hall last week. And as we talked about the other day, the tax cut bill went to the Senate because the Senate produced a different tax bill. The House didn't accept it. They came out with their own, took out the corporate wealth, corporate welfare, and gave it to the, let me step back here. The main difference between the Senate and the House bill was the Senate bill wanted to reduce corporations' taxes to attract businesses to come to Michigan. The Democrats said, no, we don't want to attract businesses to come to Michigan by lowering their costs. And that's what everybody does, whether you like it or not, that's what it does. So in essence, they said, we don't want to, well, I could give them this. They said, we don't want to have every business enjoy a tax cut. We want to choose the businesses that will get some type of tax abatement, some type of grant or whatever. And that's just wrong. Just wrong. The Republicans are like, well, you know, the Senate, let's let them all enjoy that. If you think giving tax abatement, giving whatever to the corporations you want to, and you know why they do that, is good, why can't we give them to all? It should be good for all. And the Democrats said no. So when it went to the House, they basically stripped that part out, gave some more money to the seniors. It went to the Senate yesterday, and it passed. The Republican-controlled Senate voted yesterday to send that $2.5 billion tax cut proposal to Governor Whitmer's desk. $2.5 billion, which of, I think it was $1.1 or $1.4 million, is a direct tax cut to all of you who work for a living and pay Michigan income tax. Right now, Michigan's income tax is 4.25%. They want to bring it down to 3.9%. And that bill that was passed in the House just passed in the Senate yesterday, and it's going to the governor's desk. That is a good thing, but not for Governor Whitmer. She will veto it, it looks like. She voiced her concerns before and after that she felt this bill to give you a tax cut is, quote, fiscally irresponsible, end quote, and also, quote, unsustainable, end quote. And she called on Republicans and Democrats to come together to negotiate a compromise. Now, I thought it was kind of funny that she used the word fiscally irresponsible. When she took office, the budget was $57 billion. Just 3 years ago, $57 billion. The 19 to 20 bill, the 2019, which was her first bill, to the 2020 fiscal year, sorry, got stuck there, was $59 billion. The year before, when she got into office, she was handed a $57 billion budget. She and the Republicans increased it to $59 billion. She now wants $74 billion 3 years later. And she wants you to think that giving some of your money back is fiscally irresponsible. But she raised, she and the Republicans in the House and the Senate, and I say in the Republicans because they control it, they raised the budget $15 billion in 3 years, or even more important, 25%. And she wants to talk about being fiscally irresponsible. She has increased spending 25%, her and the House and Senate. 25%. Do you think anybody, any of these actual quote-unquote reporters that have access to her would say, well, you've increased the budget 25% over 3 years. Is that fiscally irresponsible? Now, some of that may be federal money, but you get my point. So this bill was hoping to give everybody a tax cut, because as you know, those of you who listen to me, and I harp on it quite a bit, back in 2007, our state income tax was 3.9%. And then they said, with our 40-something billion, or whatever the budget was back then, we have nowhere to cut. Well, I would have said, what about that website that says mercury poisoning and your dog, your pets, or something like that? That could be cut. Now, that's pennies on the dollar, but there's probably umpteen more things like that that could be cut. But let's just stay with 3.9%. They said, please, please allow us to increase your state taxes to 4.35% just to get over this hump, because the cupboard's bare. There's just nowhere to cut in state government. So they went and they raised it, and they promised everybody, you guys know, many of you know the story, they promised us all that they'll start reducing it on 2011, October 1st of 2011, and eventually bringing it down to 3.9% on October 1st, 2015, because they say it's just temporary. 2011 came, Schneider reduced 0.1% from 4.35 to 4.25. And then he said, that's enough. We're not going to reduce it any longer. So this is really not a cut. This is really giving us back what they promised us in 2007 they would do. But she said no. It also is going to increase tax deductions for seniors and allow parents to claim $500 credits for each of their dependents. And she said no, or is going to say no with a veto. So that's where we're at right now. You won't believe this. Sit down. If you're driving, be careful. The teachers unions believe that she's right, that we need to keep increasing our budget. And all of it go to them, because they're doing such a fine job with our children and the public, corporate public school system. They're doing such a fine job with our students that, hey, why not just give us even more money? Because you know what the teachers unions say, and I assume the people, many who support the teachers unions, will do better, we'll teach your kids better if you pay us more money. So that's where we're at. Basically, it's going to go to her desk. She will veto it. We'll see what comes up when it goes to negotiation. Then I saw this. I told you the other day, well, a couple, maybe a year ago, Biden promised that none of his COVID slush fund is going to go to topping off private companies' pensions, but he lied and he used 80-something billion dollars of your money to give to private pensions, not public, private pensions. And no one's hitting him hard on that except me. Well, they're up to it again. And I'll tell you about that coming up right after this. You're listening to the Live with Rank Show. It is Free Speech Friday, and we'll be right back after this. You're listening to the Live with Rank Show on this Free Speech Friday. I appreciate that. Lines are open, 269-441-9595. I was telling you about the new shenanigans that the left and possibly the right may want to do. So I let you know about the 80-something billion dollars that Joe Biden literally looked into the camera and lied to all of us. Said none of this money, my slush fund money, will go to funding private companies' union pension plans. And then he went and dumped in 80-something billion of your money in private pensions for unions. And then the other day in our House, they voted along with this $2.5 billion tax cut. And I'm talking about the House, not the Senate yesterday. 2 days ago, they voted to dump $1.something billion here in the state of Michigan into a number of what appears to be local municipalities and the state police pension fund. You've got to ask yourself, why are they so underfunded? Who are the buffoons funding this thing, right? I think it's fair to say. And ask yourself, why should you pay for other people's local municipal pension funds? I get the state police, if that's what it is, state police pension fund. Other than who's running this and why weren't they funding it correctly? But not the local municipalities. Why should Battle Creek play for Kalamazoo, or Kalamazoo pay for Battle Creek, or Allegan, or Lansing, or Grand Rapids, or, you know, pick your local municipality? Well, now there's a new bill to restore the private pensions of Delphi workers from GM, and we'll get into that. But it is Free Speech Friday, so I want to try to get to the phone calls as quick as possible. You guys can call in with whatever you want. Don't worry about changing the topic on a dime. That does not matter. So let's go to Tim in Climax, Michigan, and I'm being told that Tim has a success story, and I'm glad you're calling in to give that, Tim, because they just hear my and a few other success stories. Go ahead, Tim. Welcome to the Live with Rank Show.
Good morning. I just want to kind of give a testimonial about my experience with My Pure Health Solutions about this weight loss program that I started. You know, I thought it was going to be a lot tougher than it was, and I didn't like the thought of being hungry, and I'm 63 years old and had a heart valve replacement 5 years ago and because of a birth defect, and I put on weight up to about 288 pounds, and I thought there wasn't much hope for me of losing this weight, and I'm on blood pressure medicine. So a few years ago, I heard of My Pure Health Solutions, and I went in to talk to them. And they told me about the program, but I was so complacent and apprehensive that I put it off until about a month ago. And so then I figured, well, if I did what I always did, I was going to get what I always did.
Hold on, Tim. If you can, hold on. Something just occurred here, and I've got to fix it. If you can hold on, I would appreciate that, and I'll get right back to you, okay? Sorry about that. I have to fix something. And then we'll get back to Tim. So 269-441-9595 is the number. And while something is fixing, and hopefully Tim can hold on and we'll come to him, I'm going to go back to what I was saying here. And, sorry, a couple of us are trying to fix something here, and we will. It's no problem, and it's actually nothing to do with the new system or anything like that. You guys may have heard us talking about before. This bill, this new legislation in Congress to restore full pensions for Delphi salaried retirees around the country, could top over $1 billion. The bill led by Michigan Congressman Dan Kildee, a Democrat, would set up a trust fund at the U.S. Department of Treasury that would be used to top off the benefits of the non-union retirees of the former General Motors Corp. Again, these are private pensions, and I feel for these people. I don't even believe other people from different municipalities should be funding other municipalities from a public standpoint, their bill, their pension. This is asking for other taxpayers to once again pay and fund a private pension fund. So we have to pay into a pension fund that we're not going to get anything out of. And that's where I have a problem. And I feel for these people. Believe me, they were lied to, or they were underfunded. Whatever happened was not the workers' fault. I get it. But if we're going to use public tax dollars to pay private pensions, then everybody should get that same amount of pension. I said the same thing about the 80-something billion, and I'm saying the same thing about this. Quote, these retirees have worked hard. They played by the rules, and then they had the rug pulled out from under them, and that's not right. When U.S. government rescued GM but left these workers and their families behind, then they left them hanging, end quote. Well, he's right. But you know who left them hanging? Obama Biden. It was Obama Biden who decided to fund the private union, UAW and that. They helped them, but didn't help the non-union pension people at Delphi. And they probably worked hard. They probably played by the rules. I give you all of that. But do you pay private pensions with public dollars? What, these people freak out. They absolutely lose their mind when you say, let's use private money, public money, to fund private schools. They won't even allow private schools. If you remember a few years ago, there was a push to fund the private schools for the mandates. Every mandate that the state of Michigan puts on schools, they would fund them for public. And then the Republicans said, well, let's be fair. If we're going to make these private schools do this, then, and we make the public schools, the corporate public schools do that, fine. We fund the corporate public schools to do these mandates, to meet these mandates, but we don't fund the private. We should do that. No, no, no. You can't give tax dollars, public tax dollars, to private. But here, Kildee, who on one side of the mouth says, no, you can't give public tax dollars to private companies, but on the other says you can give public tax dollars to private companies. That's where I stand on this. And there's a little bit more. I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back after this and get back to those phone calls. 269-441-9595. You're listening to Live with Rank on this Free Speech Friday. Appreciate that very, very much. Lines are open, 269-441-9595. Fix what I had to fix. So let's go back to Tim. Tim, I apologize for that. I appreciate you hanging on. Everything's all set and ready to go. You were calling, Tim, to discuss your experience with the ladies at My Pure Health Solutions, the program I was on 8 years ago. And did you hear of the program through me or some other avenue?
No, I saw it advertised, and then I went in there about 3 years ago and talked to them, and I was just so complacent and just kind of apprehensive about it that I just put it off and put it off and put it off until finally, I just reached this point where I was 288 pounds and had a heart valve replacement. I didn't really think I had much help of something happening. So I went back in there about a month ago, and I started their program, and I tell you, I've lost almost 30 pounds. It's less than 30 days. I'm not hungry. I've got plenty of energy. My physician's all on board with it, and I just can't say enough good things about it. And the main thing is I'm not hungry.
Well, yeah, and I'm really happy. And part of that may be when I first did it, it was less calories that you could eat than now. And so, yeah, with a few more calories, it is quite honestly much easier than it was. But the important thing is first, it'll get your health in order. As I've always said, you lose the weight, and that was why I did it. I was vain. I wanted to lose that weight. But more importantly, it's going to get your health in order. And a very positive thing of it is the loss of the weight. So it's great that you were able to experience that and be a person who was pessimistic or whatever, however you want to put it, when you looked into it 3 years ago, and then you finally move forward on it. And it's pretty much what I've been telling people. It works as long as you stick to what they tell you to do. It's only 20 or 40 days that is you're cleansing yourself. So I'm very glad that you called in to express that, because many times people just hear me talk about it and they think, oh, well, they're getting paid to talk about it. It can't be true. I would just never do that to anybody. So thanks, Tim.
Well, not a problem. You know, my program is a 40-day program, and it came right down to this. How bad did I want to lose weight? Did I want it bad enough to just want it, or did I want it bad enough to get it? And so there's two different kinds of wants. So I finally wanted it bad enough to get it, and it's working for me. So that's about all I can say. I've got nothing but positive things about them and the follow-up they're going to give me after my 40-day program. I still go in. They're going to talk to me about if I'm putting on weight. And I think it's a wonderful program. So,
all right. Well, thanks for calling in, Tim, and keep me informed. You can email me at rank, R-E-N-K, at townsquaremedia.com to let me know how that program is going for you. 269-441-9595 if you have a thought about what we're talking about today or whatever, because it's Free Speech Friday. You guys get to decide. Coming up next, I told you I've gotten, it's been a while since I've got such hate mail as I did from the piece I wrote yesterday. Strange Matter Coffee Shop Wines and Lansing Brewing Company cancels Mega Mixer. And as I said, I asked some of these people to call into the show and let us know their concerns about what I wrote. And 90-something percent of the times that never happens. It appears that's happening here. So even though this guy ripped me a new one, I give him props for calling in, because so many do not. So let's go to John, who's calling in from Lansing, Michigan, and he's a first-time caller. Thanks, John, for taking me up on that. I give you props, respect for that, because so many do not.
Well, thanks for having me. I hate to hear that you think I was ripping you a new one for disagreeing with you.
Well, no. It's not the disagreement. It's the verbiage that you used. Called me a whiner and pathetic. I'm a pathetic as dry toast. I mean,
you probably get it called back.
You were using words that, you know, you can disagree with me. Certainly a lot of people do. I disagree.
I just think it's funny that you called them crybabies, and I said, were you going to cry? And I think were to read back through it, I didn't say anything insulting, I hope you didn't feel insulted by it, other than to think that you got called the terms you were calling other people.
You called me,
kind of funny.
Okay, you said, quote, you are as pathetic as dry toast, and end quote.
Absolutely.
And then, and so that's not nasty in your mind?
Oh, I don't think so. White toast? You don't find, I mean, have you ever ordered white toast?
All right. No, you didn't say white toast. You said dry toast. You said, let me see here. That I'm getting my panties in a bunch is another thing you said. And I'm not man enough to to use my full name. So all those in your mind has is not nasty at all, or is a positive way in which to give me your message that you disagree with me.
Well, I can't say that you were the most respectful in your message, so I thought you'd find it funny to get all your right. same language used back against you.
Well, I want to hear what you have to say.
If you felt okay. Just allow me to say that I think that it's funny to hear somebody badmouth capitalism the way you were doing in your article, and then to complain so fervently about the way that capitalism was applied in this instance because it didn't fit your narrative. I see that as kind of an interesting thing to be offended by when you are a proponent of free speech and free discourse.
How did I badmouth capitalism, John?
So, what would you call it when you badmouth a company that makes a decision based on its own financial interest to serve its customers?
I wouldn't call it badmouthing capitalism. I believe in capitalism. What Strange Matter Coffee Shop did they go against capitalism? What's the difference between what Strange Matter Coffee did and...
I think the definition of capitalism. I think the definition of capitalism is the market decides, and they provide information, and people are allowed to take that information and do with it as they would to make whatever decision for their purchasing needs they want.
They asked them to contact them and tell them not to do this. That's not capitalism. That's fascism. Number one. Number two, let's just say that's not fascism. Let's go with this. What did they do differently than I did?
So, well, here's the thing I think you're misunderstanding about fascism. Correct me if I'm wrong, but fascism is when the government does what you just said, not when the people or businesses do what they just said.
Yeah, you got a point. So again, I'm glad to hear that you're against the Antifa people because they call people fascist.
I would consider myself anti-fascist. I don't know if I'm associated with the group Antifa that you're afraid of, but I am absolutely anti-fascist.
Who just said I was? You see, and a little bit of that anger is coming through. Who said I was afraid of Antifa?
No, I'm not angry.
John, who said I'm afraid of Antifa? When did I say that?
Well, I think that it's clear through your writings that you are afraid of a quote-unquote woke mob, right? You wrote in an article about 6 months ago on your website that wokeness and weakness can't guide our country, right? And I think that...
Right, yeah. I'm glad you read that. Did you read that from The American Thinker? That was published in The American Thinker, or did you just find that from one of the websites?
I did, yep.
Okay, good.
Well, I read it on The American Thinker.
Okay, good. So let's go back. Yeah. What's the difference between what Strange Matter Coffee did and I did?
I don't actually believe there's anything different, but again...
So did you call Strange Coffee Matter? Did you... Okay, John, no. I'll let you speak, but you answer my question. So here's another question. Did you call Strange Matter Coffee... And call them crybaby babies. Tell them to get their panties out of the bunch that they're in, and call them pathetic as dry toast.
Well, no, actually, I went and bought coffee there this morning specifically to encourage them to keep up their activity and their advocacy.
But
I could have called you to have a discussion, so I thought we'd have an open share. But I want to answer what you just said a second ago about who is the, like, what is different between than what you did than what they did. I think that you're mistaking me trying to stop you from what you're doing with giving you the same response you gave them. You went into a public forum, you badmouthed them for actions that you have an understanding of, but not a full contextual understanding, I think. And then you said that they're crybabies, they're whiners, we should harm their business by not buying them, that sort of thing, which is your right, and I actively encourage you to speak out on your beliefs. However, you have to understand that what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
But according to you, John, what's good for the goose isn't good for the gander, because I just asked you, what's the difference between what I did and what they did? And you said nothing or something like that. But then you turn around and support what they did, but are angry about what I did. So there's a double standard, I think, being applied here.
Well, it is based on what I believe to have been a correct action, which is one company speaking for an area that they are in and speaking to the constituents that they know shop at both of these places, and someone who is from outside the area casting stones at a glass house that is far away in order to rile up an audience that agrees with points they're making. And even some of your points may have been valid. You're mistaking me for someone who is pro-cancel culture, because I am not.
Okay, no, I'm really happy. I love our conversations going real well. I appreciate you calling in. But here's a concern. Oh, it just slipped out of my head. You were talking about... I'm sorry. What were you just talking about, John? It triggered something in my head to say.
No, that's all right. I was just saying that when we're in a public forum, we both have to expect...
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Here's it. I apologize because we're running out of time. It's this. If they... So you're for one company lying about another company to ruin that company's business.
Why do you think it was lying?
I explained it in my piece that you read.
I know, but you called names and stuff, but you didn't.
But did you read my piece, John?
Yes, I did. Yes,
okay,
I did.
And do you remember I said how they lied in spreading lies about Trump being in favor or supporting Putin's war against Ukraine? Complete lie. And then Trump led an insurrection. FBI said they're telling fake news because that never happened. That's the FBI. And I gave the sources to both of those. So are you for companies lying against other companies to make a buck?
So you don't, well, no, it's not to make a buck. They didn't encourage any activity at their own store. They just encouraged other people to know what they were spending their money on. And I don't see how
that
could be.
You got a point. Then how about this, John? Can one company lie about another company in order to hurt their business?
Well, no, that would be slander or libel.
And that's what Strange Matter did.
Well, no, hold on. Now, I want to address that point exactly, because I agree. I understand.
John, hold on a second. I'm going to take John, if you can hold on a second, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. You listen to Live with Rank. We'll be right back. Wow, that ended quicker than I thought. I just noticed at the last second that was too short. I don't know why that 5 second clip's out there. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Live with Ranked Show, Free Speech Friday edition. Appreciate that. I'm really happy that someone who's vehemently disagrees with me has called in for the first time from Lansing. Was not happy with the piece I wrote when we have one company. In my viewpoint, and I've laid it all out in the piece I wrote, I've given you sources lying about another company to try to destroy that other company's business. Again, it's all in the piece I wrote with the sources to prove my point. Strange Matter Coffee Shop, Wines, and Lansing Brewing Company cancels Mega Mixer. John took offense to my piece. Let's go back to the phone lines. I didn't want to cut you short there, John, being a first-timer, and our discussion. I do appreciate you holding on. So the biggest concern...
You
had mentioned, John, that it is the businesses... Well, here, I'll read from it. One business listens to...
Can I just make one point from the thing that you were saying beforehand?
Yes.
about the whole aspect of lying? Because I want to make clear that I absolutely abhor people who lie about things that are factually verifiable or that sort. Things like this, free speech in America, determines and is linchpinned by the fact that we have to be able to disagree about what are actually facts and opinions. And when you say that it's a verifiable fact that Trump is against Putin's war in Ukraine, I would say I think that that's a matter of opinion that we are both choosing opposite sides on, but that the company is allowed to pick out what they think is true. They're not telling me that the sky is purple. They're telling me that they have a view about a politician and they have taken his statements into account to think what he believes, and they disagree with that. I just
well,
think
if they put it as an opinion,
the most American thing a company can do.
I would agree
it's
with
not
you.
Lying. It's fundamentally American.
I would agree with you if they would have put it in their tweet that this is our opinion. They put it almost like it was fact. They said Trump, who praises Vladimir Putin and his war on Ukraine, that's a flat out lie. They can say that
he was smart at CPAC the other day. I mean, I don't want to take sides on the argument.
Right, John,
I'm just saying didn't say that it was smart.
No, he said Putin was smart. He didn't say it was smart for him to attack Ukraine. He said Putin was smart. And so if he would have, if they would have left it at Donald Trump, who praises Vladimir Putin, then that would have been somewhat factually right because he did call him smart. And his war on Ukraine, he never praised his war on Ukraine. So that's the Strange Matter Coffee Shop lying. And then.
So I watched that speech at CPAC, and I don't think it was. I don't think a reasonable person wouldn't be able to assume that he was speaking about Vladimir Putin and his actions. I think if you were to say something like, this person hit this person with a car, and I think that that person is a bad person, you would assume they are talking about because they hit that person.
So you actually think Trump is, you actually think Trump is for them, supporting them in their fight against Ukraine? That's what you're saying.
No, I'm saying I take no position on that. I take a position that every company was allowed to watch his speech at CPAC and determine what they feel his beliefs are. Because
did they watch his speech?
Putin is smart.
Not you, John. Do you think those people who owns the coffee shop watched that CPAC speech? Because I can't guarantee anything. I can tell you, I doubt it, because people have contacted me and said that is such a far left liberal out there place that come and the things. In fact, what's funny is they say we filter. I love their statement. Do they have a statement on their door that says we filter people, not coffee, not people, but yet they're filtering people and coffee. So they lied on their advertisement in their establishment.
So that sign was not on the door any of the times I've ever been there. They do have things that are like trans flags and people are people and Black Lives Matter. And I think that those things are like I don't think of those as lies or as things other than political statements.
Well, hey, John, I just noticed I have 1 minute left. John, I just have 1 minute left. And I've given you
a little bit disingenuous to think that that's un-American, to think that two companies talking about where the local customer wants to spend their dollar. And it wasn't as if they were trying to destroy LBC. It was as if they were saying, we don't want this group to rally.
So you would be okay for LBC to tweet out, don't go to Strange Matter Coffee. Don't go there. Let them know, you know, you think that would be okay.
If they were to have felt aggrieved by the statement, I would think absolutely. It's everybody's right to advocate for anything in the United States, whether or not I agree with it.
All right, John, I'm sorry.
I think we both agree with that, right?
I've run out of time. I agree with free speech. I just was taken back that you were supportive of what they did, and I do the same thing, and you're not supportive of what I did. And I actually put
It's not that I'm not supportive of you. It's just that just like when somebody is out in public calling names, sometimes the best response is to call that person the names they're calling other
Hold
people
on
back.
A second. Hold on a second. I got to go. You're listening to Live with Frank. Lines are open. 269-441-9595. We'll be right back after this.